Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, February 8th. Looks like the grains are going to start off the week higher here with March corn up 6 cents overnight at 554.5. March wheat up 11.5 cents at 652.75, and March beans up 7 cents at 1373.75. Wheat led the way up. Just talking about winter kill in Montana and in South Dakota. These frigid temperatures have really rocked the country. I can't remember it ever being this cold, this long of a stretch in February. But that's what we're seeing here. And a little bit of winter kill, that spooked the market. I'm not sure it's a huge deal. Even with the overnight prices up 11 cents, we're still some 40 cents away from contract highs out here. Tomorrow's numbers, which are going to be the big mover for the week, are the carryouts. They're looking at 1.363 billion bushels on the corn. That's down 190 million bushels from last month. That seems like a reasonable figure, probably lowering feed a little bit, increasing exports significantly, and that'll give us the big adjustment there. On the beans, 119 is the expected carryout, down 21 million. Again, with exports and the crush as strong as they are, seems like a reasonable number. Wheat, 834, down 2 million. Doesn't look like there'll be much of a shake there. So it's going to be more weather pushing wheat around. But certainly the reports tomorrow are going to be the big push for the week here. If we come in, under 100 million by chance on the beans, it would be incredibly bullish. If we came in under 1.2 on the corn, that would be really bullish. But we've got the funds long, a fair amount of corn out here, 370,000 contracts, somewhere in that range. Along the beans, 150 beans, 100 something, 110 oil, about 90 meal. So the funds are pretty much long. They're about even in the wheat, interestingly enough. Maybe a little long, maybe about 20,000 long, but not much. Looking ahead, some of the early estimates on planted acres for this year. They're looking at corn acres. One group is looking at corn acres up 4%, 94.7. Beans up 2%, 84.5, and wheat up 5% at 46.4. I think those are all reasonable numbers, though. I think the beans are a little bit low. I think farmers are going to plant fence post to fence post, and total acres are going to be higher than what they're looking at here. But, again, as far as the weather goes, we've got the Chinese. As far as the weather goes, we've got, just the winter kill issues. It's raining a little bit in northern Brazil. It's still dry in Argentina. That could be boosting the beans here a little bit. Incidentally, the Bitcoin is up 6,500 a coin. New historic high, got up to 45,500 a coin, just as a little sidebar. But as far as the grains go, it's going to be about the numbers on Tuesday, the lack of Chinese buying. We've got the Chinese on holiday all week. So we don't see any exports there. We didn't see any exports announced this morning. Excuse me. It doesn't mean that we won't see any exports, but the big Chinese business will wait till next week, we think. So it really is going to be pretty much about this report. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.